Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
A lawsuit challenging Charter Communications. You have some follow-up on that. What's happening?
Yeah, this comes after the stunning decision by New York's Public Service Commission last week that ordered the giant telecommunications company Charter to come up with a plan to offload the Spectrum cable TV and internet network in New York State. The PSC said Charter just hasn't lived up to the terms of the acquisition of Time Warner back in 2016, and under that agreement, Charter was required to extend the network to 145,000 new customers that were underserved in the state, and the state says they just haven't done that. Our story today by Larry Rulison looks at what might happen next. First of all, Governor Cuomo said that the PSC was already in talks with potential suitors who would come in and take over the Charter properties in New York. There's no shortage of those suitors. There's plenty looking at it, trying to look at a plan to come in and just take over the cable operation and do what the state accuses Charter of failing to do. Consumers are also weighing in. A lot are really happy because they had been complaining that they haven't been able to see their cable bills go down like Charter was promising, and Charter was offering new customers deals that they wouldn't give current customers, et cetera, et cetera. So Charter has yet to say exactly what they're going to do. They've accused the Cuomo administration of political grandstanding during an election year, and I guess we have to watch to see whether they're going to go to court and block this Public Service Commission action.
Well, speaking of an action, every summer, it wouldn't be summer without seeing some of the kids who set up their lemonade stands outside their homes, and we have something now called Lemonade Gate.
Right. I guess you could say that this is some of the story behind the story we've been covering about the New York State Health Department shutting down a 7-year-old's lemonade stand that was operating near the entrance of the Saratoga County Fair. Our reporter, Wendy Libertores, in her story today says it turns out the state health inspector that shut down the boys' lemonade stand took the action after 4 vendors at the fair were complaining about the competition. The little boy was selling his pre-mixed lemonade for 75 cents, and a cup of fresh squeezed lemonade inside the fair was selling for about $7. So it may have had a lot to do with that. But the health department says that it was closed down over the weekend because of the complaints. They don't want to interfere with the business. They just want him to get a permit now, and they're not letting him reopen it until afterwards. Meanwhile, after the story broke, the state senator covering Saratoga County, James Tedesco, visited the lemonade stand. And he has said the state should keep its nose out of the boys' business. These kids are trying to give people sweet lemonade and learn some important business skills. And he said the state was being overzealous. And he accused the administration of just giving taxpayers lemons or something like that. And he wants the state to cover the lost profits of the child. Anyways, the controversy continues over whether or not he will need a permit to reopen it, and we're watching closely.
Everybody needs a glass of lemonade and to relax.
That's right. It's a hot summer.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. Head to timesunion.com for more. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.
Got to roll.
Okay.
Bye.
Hope you feel better.
Thanks. Bye.